CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. Chinese President Xi Jinping has taken time to attend an annual meeting of Confucius Institutes in Britain before wrapping up his tour of London. Addressing the opening ceremony, Xi Jinping is hailing the role of the Confucius Institutes in promoting Chinese culture worldwide. There are currently 29 Confucius Institutes and 126 Confucius classrooms in the UK, which is more than in any other country in Europe. Following the ceremony, Xi Jinping, along with Prince Andrew, inaugurated the world's 1,000th Confucius Institute in the British Crown Dependency of Jersey Island. The Confucius Institutes are non-profit educational organizations put together by China's Ministry of Education. A ceremony marking the 70th anniversary of the end of Japan's control over Taiwan has been held here in Beijing. China's top political adviser, Yu Zhengsheng, has delivered a keynote speech at the event. He says Taiwan's return to Chinese control was a victory achieved by all the people of China, including those living in Taiwan. Japan took control of Taiwan in 1895, after the First Sino-Japanese War. It was forced to relinquish control of the island at the end of World War II. It's been announced German Chancellor Angela Merkel is set to make a two-day trip to China next week. The agenda for her trip has not been laid out. Merkel spent 3 days in China in July of last year. At the same time, the Chinese Foreign Ministry has also announced that Denmark's foreign minister will also be here in China from Sunday to Tuesday. A forum to promote the internationalization of the renminbi and its settlement in Russia has been held in Moscow. More than 100 bankers and business leaders from China and Russia have attended the forum. Russia has been taking steps to increase the use of the RMB in its financial markets. The yuan has been allowed to trade against the Russian ruble on its foreign exchange market since late 2010. The renminbi is currently the fourth most used currency in the world to settle international trade settlements. New stats are suggesting China's real estate sector has rebounded even more through September. The National Bureau of Statistics is reporting of the 70 large and medium-sized cities it monitors, new home prices have climbed month-on-month in 39 of them. This is up from 35 the previous month. But at the same time, 21 of them have reported month-on-month price declines. Still, this is down from the 26 recorded in August. Prices for existing homes still remain weak, with 18 cities reporting month-on-month declines, up from 16 in August. New industry analysis is suggesting Huawei has overtaken Xiaomi to become China's top smartphone vendor. Canalys, a tech industry research firm, estimates Huawei smartphone shipments have increased by over 80% year-on-year in the third quarter. It also says Xiaomi's shipments have declined through the same period. However, Canalys has not provided specific figures for its assessment. China is the largest smartphone market in the world. But as domestic sales slow down, Xiaomi has been looking to expand overseas. Xiaomi, which entered the Indian market last year, is also working on plans to retail its higher-end Mi Note and Mi Note Pro models in the United States. France has been stunned by a fiery traffic accident in the country's southwest this Friday. A bus loaded with around 50 seniors collided with a truck and caught fire near the city of Libourne. At least 42 of them are dead. At least 5 others are injured, with reports saying they managed to survive by smashing through windows on the burning bus to escape the inferno. The group, all from the same small village, was just starting out on an early morning day trip when the accident took place. French President François Hollande says he's been plunged into sadness by the incident, which is said to be the deadliest traffic accident in France in decades. A constitutional court in Bolivia has upheld a proposal to amend the country's constitution to eliminate presidential term limits. It means Bolivia's long-serving president, Evo Morales, will probably have a chance to run for a fourth consecutive term. Morales has been serving as Bolivian president since 2006. His current term ends in 2020. A national referendum will be held in February. Incumbent Portuguese Prime Minister Passos Coelho has been reinstalled for a second term. He resumes his post some 2 weeks after his ruling coalition won the general election. However, it lost the majority. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.